This is Frank Turner, and you lucky people are fortunate enough to be listening to 97.3 FM WRIR LP.
Richmond.
I was sipping on a whiskey when I got the call. Yeah, my friend Lex was lying in the hospital. She'd been pretty sick for about half a year, but it seemed like this time the end was drawing near. So I dropped my plans and jumped the next London train. I found her laid up and in a lot of pain. Her eyes met mine and then I understood that a weather forecast wasn't looking too good. So sad as fun a story, so a little while. Tried to raise a mood and tried to raise a smile, but she silenced all my ramblings with a shake of her head. Drew me close to listen, this is what she said now. You live to dance another day. It's just now you'll have to dance for the two of us. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all your heart. The queen is dead, yeah. She told me she was sick of all the hospital food, of doctors, distant relatives draining her blood. She said, I know I'm dying, but I'm not finished just yet. Yeah, I'm dying for a drink and for a cigarette. So we hatched a plan to book ourselves a cheap hotel, the center of the city, and to raise some hell, lay waste to all the clubs. And then when everyone else is long asleep, then we'll know we're good and done. Sarah called me up. She said that Lex had gone asleep and wasn't waking up. And even though I knew that there was nothing to be done, I felt bad for not being there. And now while she was gone, so I tried to think what Lex would want me to do. At times like this when I was feeling blue, so I gathered up some friends to spread the sad, sad news. And we headed to the city for a drink or two, and we sang, we live to dance another day. It's just now we have to dance for one more of us. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all our hearts. Long live the. the truth is that I was just scared. That I didn't know. Failing to find my friends, I decided that it was clearly time to go. So I made my way out of the door as quietly as I could. There was no one there I knew to say goodbye. Squinting in the sadly sobering sunshine of the Sunday morning light. Cause I started the night with all my friends and I ended up alone. Oh yes, I started out so happy, now I'm hungover and down. It was about then that I realized I was halfway through the best years of my life. So I scanned the local landmarks, trying to find out where I was, or maybe even find a bus back home. I was longing for a shower, and for clean sheets, and a charger for my phone. And suddenly it hit me that I got paid this Friday last. So I rifled through my pockets for some change. But all I found was a packet of broken cigarettes and a sinking sense of shame. Cause I started the night with all my friends and I ended up alone. Oh yes, I started out so happy, now I'm hungover and down. It was about then that I realized I was halfway through the best years of my life. I had to ask myself, well, is it really worth it? Is any of this worth it? Well, I hope things are perfect, suits and dirty looks made me rack my brains. The real damage started to sink in. It'd been quite a heavy weekend, but I could just about remember where I'd been. 'Cause I started the night with all my friends and I ended up alone. Oh yes, I started out so happy, now I'm hungover and down. I stood on a street corner and I felt a little sick. It was about then that I realized I was halfway through the first day of the week.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Mother's Milk, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard three tracks from Frank Turner. We started out with Long Live the Queen, then you heard Live Fast, Die Old, and my last track was called The Real Damage. I'm Josh. I was really hungover today, so I took some requests that I got last night as an excuse to do big old sets of songs by the artists requested. One of them was Frank Turner. There isn't really anything Frank Turner's done that mentions drinking that I haven't already played, I don't think. So there was no new song to Mother's Milk during that set. Pardon me. I am dying. Man, Aristocrat Vodka is painful in its after effects sometimes, I think, especially when you're not really eating a lot. That was probably a mistake for the last 2 or 3 days there, I think. But it's okay. I'm here with you now, bringing you the world's possibly only all boozed up radio show. And I hope that you are enjoying yourself, drinking along at home. Up next, the next artist I was requested to play some of is Richard Thompson. And, well, I've been meaning to sort of explore his catalog for a really long time anyways, because with God Loves a Drunk, he wrote essentially the greatest sad song about drunkenness ever. Like, that song is the sort of co-anthem for Mother's Milk, along with Goodnight for My Drinking by the Super Suckers. And I hadn't really heard much of Richard Thompson's stuff. So I'm going to do a four-song retrospective or analysis of Richard Thompson's career. We've got a track of Fairport Convention when he was in it. Then we got a track of him solo, post-Fairport Convention, but before marrying Linda Thompson. Then we have a Richard and Linda Thompson track. And finally, a post-Linda Thompson solo track again. So, yeah. None of these have ever been played on Mother's Milk before, which I hope is okay and not against the spirit of the request, because I'm not playing God Loves a Drunk. But we'll see. I hope that you guys dig it. Cool.
Thank you. there came a mermaid, a comb and a glass all in her hand. Here's to you, my merry young men, for you'll not see dry land again. Homewards to dry land.
40 miles off Aberdeen, the water's 50 fathoms deep. There lies good Sir Patrick Spence with the Scots laws at his feet. Twisted.
My father, he rides with your sheriffs. And I know he would never mean harm, but to see both sides of a quarrel is to judge without hate or alarm. Oh, helpless sons, love, you don't have anywhere to go. You take away and you leave them to die in the cold. Oh, the gypsy begs for your favors. He will laugh in your face when you roll. Oh, help us on slow. Drinks up his wine. Well, they'll drink till their eyes are red with hate for those of a different kind. Oh, help us on slow, and you don't have.
Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
And Rowdy, Be a Drinkin' Night by G.G. Allen. Riding in our van down this damn highway, playing sleazy bars we see along the way. It's a risky drinkin' night, probably get me enough to fight another honky-tonky Rowdy Be a Drinkin' Night. Along the way, partying all night till the
in hell and heaven fun. We're just outlaws on the run. Another town, another girl, another face. And we're tearing up the old back roads in Georgia. We'll be headed back through Nashville, Tennessee. It's a whiskey drinking night. Probably get me in a fight. Another honky talking rowdy beer drinking night. Playing on this old beat-up electric guitar. It's another sleepless night, another honky-tonk delight, another bar, another brew, another fight. Cruising with the gang everywhere that we stay. Another hotel room to trash along the way. Take some pills to stay away. Another pill away, but we wouldn't have it any other way. 'Cause we're tearing up the old back roads in Texas. Now we're heading back to Nashville, Tennessee. It's a whiskey drinking night. It'll probably get me in a fight. Another honky-tonky rowdy beer drinking night.
Dig a hole in
Hello again. I missed you. You just heard a big old long bunch of music. You heard Fairport Convention starting it off with Sir Patrick Spence. That featured Richard Thompson on guitar and possibly vocals, I don't know. Then you heard Richard Thompson doing Twisted, which sadly wasn't recorded very well. I really like that song, I think. Like, I'd like to hear it cleaned up and done more... I don't know, less warm, because I'm a child of the 80s, and I like my digital-sounding compressed crap. I don't like that warm, analog, muddy funk. I just can't get into it, which is a shame, because so much of Richard Thompson's stuff is recorded like that. And So, I didn't think Twisted was really as... didn't live up to the potential of the lyrics, which were fun, or even of the performance, which sounded like it was pretty good if it hadn't been sort of mastered badly. And to my taste... I will freely admit that I could just be wrong about that. And you heard a Richard and Linda Thompson track called I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, which actually didn't feature Richard on vocals, sadly. And finally, you heard a Richard Thompson track from his post-Linda Thompson years, which are pretty much all of them after 1983, I think, unless they got back together or something. I don't know. I don't really know anything. I just... pretend like I do to be entertaining on the radio and or give me something to talk about. I hope that it's not dull. I hope that you're having fun listening to Mother's Milk here on 97.3 FM. And I hope that after that Richard Thompson set, you did not go out and shoot yourself after hearing the uplifting ballads of Gigi Allen, which is weird because those songs aren't really indicative of most of his output, at least as far as I know. I mean, yeah, he was always kind of dark, but he's just way too scatological and graphically sexual in almost all of his stuff that's more up-tempo, like... I can't, it would just be such hassle. And I've already edited Effed Up and Wasted by Anti-Nowhere League, and I don't want to have to do that with Gigi Allen too, because it would just take so long and it would be so full of beeps or reverses or however I chose to do it. So yeah, so you heard the ballads, which I can pretty much play unedited because he just lets drop an F-bomb or two, and but they're really weird. It's like a totally different side of Gigi Allen I didn't realize existed until I started doing this radio show, because I was only familiar with his more punked up stuff. Anyways, yeah, those were all requested. Hopefully they satisfied that request. We're going to go on and play some more requests, starting with this one from my roommate. He swears it has a drinking reference, and he gave me the CD, so I have to play it. This is the Butthole Surfers doing Dust Devil. We'll be right back.
here. us, Nicholas. Oh, now, have you got any dirty films?
No.
You bastard!
I'm an alcoholic, and I just love the kick. I'm trembling my words, got a glazy stare, because I'm addicted.
So, the first track was for Tommy. That was Dust Devil by the Buttle Surfers. And you heard Party Hard by Andrew WK, which technically was not a request. I just wanted to hear it. But me borrowing that CD from Tommy is what made him request the Buttle Surfers thing. So it made sort of sense to play them back to back. That last track was a request from Fontaine of What the Fontaine. She has a friend named Summer who apparently wanted to hear that track. It was Chaos UK doing The Alcoholic. Up next, get another request. They keep coming in. This is awesome. It's like people listen to the radio show. I love to hear from you guys. And this one should probably, you know, get us to the point where I can do the station ID at the top of the hour and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. And you're going to all enjoy it and get weepy. I guess that's been a theme tonight through everything but the last three tracks. This is The Kneeling Drunkard's Plea by Mr. Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
went down by an old country church. I saw the drunkard stagger and lurch, and as he reached his mother's grave, I saw that drunkard kneel and pray. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea. And as he knelt there on the ground, I know that God in heaven looked down. Bring my darling boy to me, was his mother's dying plea. And as he staggered through the gate, alas, he came just one day too late. 3 years have passed since she went away. Her son is sleeping beside her today. And I know that in heaven his mother he'll see, for God has heard that drunkard's plea. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea. And as he knelt there on the ground, I know that God in heaven looked down. I know that God in heaven looked down.
So, there we go. I think we've fulfilled pretty much every request we got this week, which is pretty awesome. Managed to do it in the first hour, too. It is 1:58 here in the capital city. And you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond and your home for Mother's Milk. 2 hours of Boozed Up Radio every Monday night, of which an hour has passed, but an hour lies ahead. This is the last show for May, so in about 16, 17 minutes, we're going to be starting this month's Rum Doings episode, which I'm sure is a good one. If I recall correctly from the summary, we're talking about Scientologists, and anytime anyone talks about Scientologists, I'm amused. So there's that to look forward to. But meantime, here's a song that I meant to play last week, but didn't. This is off the new Style Weekly magazine compilation, and this was the only song on that comp that I noticed was definitely mentioned drinking, and I actually kind of like it a lot. I don't know why. I think it's just the voice of the chick that's singing it. It's fun, and it vaguely reminds me of the CD we used to have here at the station that I can't remember the name of, and I can't remember the artist who did it, but it was on Black Bean and Placenta Records, which is an awesome name for a label, and someday I'll find it. But anyways, this song is called Girlfriend, and oh my, I don't know who the artist is. I will have to look into that. I feel slack. Wait. Ah, here we go. Yeah. Lydia Ooh. Maybe? O-O-G-H-E? I don't know how to pronounce that, Lydia. I apologize. But anyway, this track's called Girlfriend, and it's fun. It's kind of got a nice, dreamy, but fun sort of vibe to it. You'll see what I mean. After that, we'll probably play something different, I think. Cool? All right.
I'm not here to be your girl. Hey.
A Hero to Gay Superheroes, coming up now on The Rainbow Minute. Born in Richmond, Virginia in 1971 and growing up in Virginia Beach, Perry Moore was an American author, screenwriter, and film director. He was best known as co-producer of the Chronicles of Narnia film series and author of the award-winning novel Hero, about a gay teen superhero. Considered an authority on gay superheroes, Moore was an advocate for their positive portrayal in comic books. His mission was prompted by the death of Northstar, who had come out in Marvel Comics in 1992. Moore felt the killing of Northstar by Wolverine, one of Marvel's most popular characters, set the wrong tone. Moore said, "Yes, bad things do happen to all people, but are there positive representations of gay characters to counterbalance the negative ones?" Superheroes and others worldwide lamented his early death in 2011. He was survived by his partner, Hunter Hill. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Mark Craig.
You, I may. My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Neon lights, barroom bands, hotel rooms, one-night stands. When it's party time, you'll find me at the head of the line. Midnight cowboy singing his song. Every girl who comes along, my life's made up of party dolls and wine. Party dolls and wine, oh, drink and let the good times roll. Party dolls and wine, making memories for the days when I get old. They say someday I'll meet my match, but until that time, down the hatch with the bubbling, sparkling, tantalizing fruit of the vine. I know someday I'll be put in my place, but I'll die happy with a smile on my face, remembering all those party dolls.
From crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Pride, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore, even though you're on my fighting side. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never minded standing in the rain. But you don't. My name
few times in your phone book. And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear David Allen Coe is when Jesus has his final judgment day. So I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never in the rain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song. And I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But before station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never mind it standing in the rain.
Hell yeah, we got one more request, and we got it in. That was You Never Even Called Me By My Name by David Allen Coe. Before that, you heard Party Dolls and Wine by Eddie Spaghetti, Love Song for Drunks by Jaya the Cat, and we started that set off with, oh, well, you heard What You Drinking by Husker Du, and then we started that set off at the top of the hour-ish with Girlfriend by Lydia Lydia Ugh. I have no idea how to say that name. But I'm going to go ahead and start Rum Doings. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed the show tonight, and you'll continue to enjoy it as Nick Mailer and John Walker take it over and talk about stuff. If you are listening to this in podcast form after it aired, for the record, you're going to have to download the Rum Doings episode separately. You can do that at www.rumdoings.com. And here we go.